Spirit of God, bless us tonight with your power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Tonight I'm speaking on come to Zion.
Zion.
Our theme was taken from Obadiah 1, verse 17.
If you Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17.
And the prophet said,
now continue to say,
upon Mount Zion,
I say, before Zion, so
there shall be deliverance,
Ojiawoho,
and there shall be holiness. And there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob,
now Jacob fie,
shall possess their possessions. I came here with prophecy on my lips. That anybody that enters the city of Zion,
so we biara, obe pie Zion fie no,
there shall be great deliverance for that person.
Obe nyo ajia kesie,
and there shall be holiness.
Na konkon yenso.
And then you will begin to recover your possession.
Na ube nya nye ya udia.
Can I preach a little bit to you? Zion is a very, very sacred place in the history of Israel.
Israel Zion krono, eya kro konkron.
Zion is a very sacred place in the land of Israel.
Konkron wo Israel.
When David became king,
now David rebeye ohin no.
When David became king,
David rebeye ohin no.
He ruled from Hebron over Judah.
Na hinie no, e wo Hebron, na so no di Judah so hinie.
For 7 years.
Mfin song.
For 7 years.
Mfin song.
And then because he saw the vision.
Na no we ni so adehun bi.
That God was going to do with him. David knew he had to get a bigger place to rule from. And so David decided to conquer a city called Jerusalem. David decided to conquer a city.
Now David yourself, this
city was Jerusalem.
Now Jerusalem.
It was inhabited by a certain people called the Jebusites.
Na Jebusites in the war.
They didn't want David to come.
Na David.
They didn't want David to take that city.
David.
But David had a vision from God.
Now so David no one is do who be
and the vision from God was to expand his dwelling.
Na and is adu who na nyamidi man say on.
David was ruling in Hebron.
Now David did no odihin no wa Hebron.
But God had another mission for David which required him to expand his territory.
Na nyakopon wa dwuma bi ma David say etwa say o tre Hebron mu.
I'm praying for somebody here that you will be able to have a bigger vision than you have now.
Me bom pa e ma wo ha say we ni sadu hun ba ye kesi sen ya wo.
I pray you will be able to know that where God is taking you is bigger than where you are now.
Na me bom pa e ma wo say bebe na kupon de wo ko no esu sin sisi ya bebe awo wo no.
I pray that you will be able to know that God has something greater which needs you to dream again.
Now, when you say that, you say you are going to be a man. Say you are going to be a man.
Because of that, you have to conquer territories.
I
pray that you will conquer territories in your area of expertise. May you conquer territories in science. May you conquer territories in economics. May you conquer territories in theology. In the ministry, may we conquer territories. May Jesus' generation conquer territories. In the name of Jesus, let the people of God here begin to conquer. Lift up your right hand and say, I will conquer. Lift up your right hand and say, I will conquer. Lift up your right hand and say, I will conquer. But when David decided to conquer,
now Abraham David here and Adrian said, Obedin Kunimuno.
The people of the Jebusites
for no
decided to bluff. They decided to, you know, provoke him and to ridicule him. Why? Because they wanted to frustrate him. Anytime you decide to take a bigger step, there will be people who want to frustrate you.
No, I don't know what you are thinking,
but anytime you decide to make an extra move, a new move, a specific move, there will be some people who will want to frustrate you. But you are the only person God showed the vision to.
Now,
God did not show them the vision. And because of that, lift up your right hand and say, I will not disappoint God. Say, I will not disappoint God. Say, I will not disappoint God. Look at 2 Samuel 5, verse number 6. Read.
His men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites and inhabitants of the land, who spoke to David, saying, you shall not come in here, but the blind and the lame will repel you.
Yes. When David was about to go into the city, they sent news to him that even if people who are lame or blind, those people will repel David from the city. Somebody say, hey. Hey. The people who are incapacitated, they will be able to resist a warrior king who has conquered all territories. I prophesy to a believing heart that you are about to conquer new territories and they cannot resist you. It was a bluff. Say bluff. They said, oh, even if somebody who cannot walk sees David, David will run away. They were trying to frustrate him. Was your beer want to be 19 for buying David by David by theater? In 10 days, I'm going to be a good one. Now, but look at 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse number 4.
And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem.
David did not listen to the bluff. Lift up your right hand. Say, I cannot be bluffed. I will be rough. I will conquer. 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 They were telling him, if you dare come to this place, even the blind, when they see you, you run away. How can a blind man see the warrior king, the one that defeated Goliath, and that man will run away? No. Say, I cannot be moved. But we read here, and David and all Israel went. They went there. Go to the place they said you cannot go. Do the thing they said you cannot do. Do it, do it, do it, do it. Apply for that job. Apply for that position. Tell that lady you love her. Tell that guy I love you. Even if he thinks that you are not fit, tell him, I still love you. I will conquer you. Receive the grace to conquer. Jesus' generation will conquer Accra. We will conquer Ghana. We will conquer the world. In the name of Jesus. So they went and they conquered. And then it was this place he conquered that he called the City of David. It was this place that he conquered that he called Zion. And God decided to dwell in this place. So can I tell you a story? God is interested in you conquering territories. God is interested in you taking new grounds. I prophesy a church in Mampo, Akwapim. I prophesy a church in Mankesim. I prophesy a church in Agogo. I prophesy a church in Belgium. I prophesy a church in Italy. I prophesy a church in the US. I prophesy churches all over. Because God is interested in you conquering territories. When David lived in Hebron, a brand new rule in Hebron. Now, Judah so in Fionson, Yantisa Rade, Eba Hebron, ebe ye ho ni fie nan so David tu anamon foforo ekwaji kuro kese a wotena ase no chiro asam ne se Awurade sra no ngoma wodi Israel nyina aso 33 years. When you conquer new grounds, God will increase the anointing. God will increase the mandate. Oh, I believe the mandate God gave to our father was big, but I believe the mandate our father will hand over to us is greater, because we are about to conquer even more. And the more we conquer, the more God will desire in it. Prophet, may you conquer Kaswa. May you conquer the area. Conquer Agona. Conquer Gomua. May you conquer the city. God delights in you conquering. May you conquer. This was the place when Solomon became king. Solomon then moved this city that David took from the Jebusites. He moved it to Mount Moriah. And he built a temple there. And the Bible says that the pillars of the temple on the left he called Boaz. On the right he called Nakin. Boaz is be strengthened. Right one, Nakin is it shall be established. I came here with prophecy for somebody that you are about to be strengthened and you are about to be established. Ewurade ba be Boaz na se ye. Ewurade be ma onam wa ye dene. Ewurade be ma wetime di ho. Ewurade be shira mo agira ho ye. Wasi betintim. Now that Dore and no any Zion and to Solomon, you crow at the Anuko Sea Moriah. So, some say, Eurade, you need Domua. What is that David was a Jebusa Cronuson? Am I fed you or the Betina Moriah? Ho, ain't you fed your Moriah? Ho, and your Freho Zion. Zion, way you have come to Zion. Missy, what about Zion? Missy Wo Waba Zion. Missy Wo Waba Zion. It became the most sacred place for Israel. Now you're crumb crumbia. Now one radis old bumpire meet you. A one radis old bumpire meet you. David the free crony Zion. Walk a far a pama dakan. Eddie Bessie crumho. And Tina a radianimon yam Iowa pama dakan. I will crumho. Ema Ewurade atwusu Zion. Ene Ewurade atwusu yen. Ene Ewurade betwusu. Wan came and cry. An came and cry. Apama daka no ana Ewurade nkrofo ntamunti. Na wo mundi hia. Na yare ani ho. Na how ni ho. Na titi ni ho. Because of the presence of the ark of the covenant of God, God's people who were in Zion were not broke. They were not broke. They were not impoverished. They were not sick. They were not afflicted. Why? Because the very presence of God was in their midst. Oh, the Bible says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. I came here with prophecy. Come to Zion. By the time we are done this convention, God would have relocated you to Zion. Amen. And when you enter Zion, you will see that Zion is the place that God has chosen. Look at Psalm 132, verse number 13. Psalm 132, verse 13 to 18. And let me tell you the 8 blessings of coming into Zion.
Psalm 132, verse 13.
Uh-huh.
For the Lord has chosen Zion.
Was it already up for Zion? I am there.
He has desired it for his dwelling place.
Can I preach it to you? The Lord has chosen Zion. I don't know your name. But may you read that scripture as this. The Lord has chosen Abrefi. The Lord has chosen Gifti. The Lord has chosen Gloria. The Lord has chosen Kweku. The Lord has chosen Yah. The Lord has chosen Akosia. The Lord has chosen Kwame. The Lord has chosen you. Eradia power. Eradia what they will fear. What they will one bedroom. What they will two bedroom. What they will chamber hall. Eradia Nikon Dose. What they will hobby and it's Nabia. Oh, one came and cried. The Lord has delighted and desired to make you your place, his dwelling place. No, say ya pam da dan mu a ankomeka say urade di na fori bochia no e be si wo dem ufie ufie. Oh, but you know the story of Obedidom. Na apamada ka no David moko aso o moko akofa apamada ka no wo amade ko no Obedidom story e wo 2 Samuel 6. Me say was say urade has chosen the Lord. Read it again now, pa. The Lord has chosen Zion. Lift up your right hand. Because the Lord has chosen out to the answer. The Lord has chosen Kwesi. The Lord has chosen you. The Lord has chosen you. Obian to me nyahoshi when God chooses you. God has chosen you. God has chosen you. God has desired to make you his dwelling place. And yet, see, I am a man, I will see with them. I will go to Babi, I will drink, I kaswa, we will say, and found a canyon, I will have a canyon, I will have a man, I will see her. I will have a demon, I will see her. I will have a presence, the crown crumbia, I will have a demon, I will have. The Lord has chosen you. The Lord has desired to make you his dwelling. May God make you his dwelling. May God make you his dwelling. Apamadakan. David Fre Wuza. And in Crawfobi. And Wom Fire. Apamadakan eco. No, they call Zion. No, when you say Adakan could do Zion. Why? I obey ye. And eh? Apamadakan be do fear. Now, I obey ye. To a more corner, mistake I David here at the same craft, 1 hour farm, no me a levy for. Now, Bible, so I come on once and run, Miss. My levy needs sharp, I'm a dacan. Today, most of my boys yet. To a new more corner, was as is war to you. War to you, war to you. And one idea, yes, at Yato. Yes, at Yato, no, Anna. Who's that? A training Sasuoso, and a radicum. A radicum, no, Kakeo. Because of Penina, whom Rano was that died because David was ignorant of the law. So he asked, I know who obeyed him. Who said, if you're not in a Munjansia, when you're the cause I am, I ain't any Munjansia. A becumni paint Munjansia. Such is the anointing. It is two edged, it can bless and it can curse. Such are the anointed of God, they are two edged. They can bless and they can curse. That is why you have to be careful how you talk about the anointed. Because one side of the anointing can be a curse. When God chooses a man, be careful what you say about the man. When God chooses to align with somebody, be careful. To want me to see your body don't fear. I'm going to see your busumi bako. Busumi mienu. Busumi miensa. 3 months. 3 months, the barest minimum to attract God's blessings with his presence. If you can dwell in the presence of God for 3 months daily, I tell you, the Bible says, it says, news, it could do David fear, say, I would rather slap, obey the dumb fear, then Siana Baba Panasono, one who said, Yen a Juma, and Yen a Sika, and Yen a Horde, and TSC on Siano, so Bosom and Sanina Sassia. I didn't see 3 months ago. A pamada can go do her. And to David, who said, wait, dear. A pamada can do a funny funeral. And in Slaviaba, David saw that the material and prosperity that came to the house of Obedidom could only be because of the ark. And so David said, I'm going to take it. Make of my dear. This time, he read the law of Moses and realized that no, the Levites should not touch it. So he took the proper people and they went. Bible said, when they took 3 paces, look, I'll show you the verse. 2 Samuel, chapter number 6, verse number 13. When they took 6 paces,
and so it was.
What's the sound there?
when those bearing the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces.
6 paces, no, and we are 18 feet. 1 pace be higher, 3 feet. And to our father, not the village, or chain of his idea, a sea was that, no, a besibium. And to a Jahose, and to a kind of 18, almost 6 paces. Our who says she ain't seen, and I was so in Egypt, and was so awesome, and was so awesome, was I am and into my pie. This is the reason why David danced. No. This is the reason why, because the first time he was dancing and somebody died. Then he brought new people. Then when they took it, that's why Bible is telling us that 1, 2, 9, 6 steps we are here. And son of David is asking us, no, this will be a war. And to come, no, be and was it, come on. And to I ye more cry, sorry, ba. Ah, to I ye more cry. Ah, yeah, but to, oh, hallelujah. Because Christ, the ark, the mercy seat with the cherubims, with the rod that budded, was coming to the city of Zion. It was entering the city of David. And I'm a sham come trail. The ark of God, the spiritual presence of God, is coming into your home. He's coming into your home. He's coming into your home. He's coming into your home. And you will dance and shout for joy. This is the reason why David danced. And what Danny Bay is Zion. I feel the near friend of the city of David. Near friend is Zion. Zion, people, you should know Waba. Zion, you near and Waba. Now, so Oba Zion, and near man, what should be see? God does some 8 things for you when to come to Zion. And I want to preach that one and then begin to close and pray with you. Psalm 132. 132, Psalm 132, Psalm 132, verse 13. 132:13.
For the Lord has chosen Zion.
Everybody, hey, Zion.
He has desired it for his dwelling
place.
This is my resting place forever.
Everybody say, whoa, wabra bomini wakumemu. A honey tina be our better da. Preach it.
Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision.
Now you take it well from here for me, Grand. I'm going to preach it well here. Verse number 15. Tia niama 8 AHC. Sawba. Number 1. Sawra Zion. Everybody, any watina da. He says, I will dwell with you forever. May God dwell with you forever. The second blessing that comes when you enter into Zion is this. Also the 15.
I will abundantly bless their provision.
Or see, may I will abundantly bless their provision. May shran in niyama, ne niye, ne juma, ne juma, ne niyama wadibe fi e fuomwaba. The things that have served as provision for you, God didn't say, I will bless it. God says, I will abundantly bless your provision. I will abundantly bless your provision. That blessing that comes when you enter into Zion. What's it there?
I will satisfy her poor with bread.
I don't know if there are some people here. Wait, it is not poverty of finances. No. Like our father was teaching last Sunday, it could be poverty of circumstances. Events, BCC, wabraboom, amawaya poor. Events, BCC, wabraboom, amawaya broken. And we are this, tis all here, near one year, Dianidino. Was a man a broodwedi. Say, events, BSU, wabraboom, amawaya broken. God is going to abundantly provide remedy for that in the name of Jesus. The fourth blessing that comes upon you when you come into Zion.
I will also clothe her priest with salvation.
Or say, no, upon their priest, a software what will tell me, mid the inquadrant to my atadia, a best shower. Oh, I prophesy unto some priests. I prophesy unto some ministers. I prophesy unto some pastors. And we are say, what in Quadia Tadia Bessel. Nanipano has suffered that. And in Quadia Sambene Radecano. You will be clothed with the garment of grace. I suffer be with her. And Yamini Pabu, Ebiana Niamabu, a brabum, I said, Raditri, no yen in your mouth. Was this a Udu Zion? What the Atadia be Sawakatasa, Romano, so what the Atadia be Sawakatasa, Diano, so may you be clothed with the garment of grace by Adomatadia and Radi Beshaw. Oh, say, I believe it, shall I receive it? Say, it's mine, it's mine. Fifth blessing, I see there.
And his sins shall shout aloud for joy.
I see now, now sorry for Eddie Nibatiam and Nija and Nijanum number two. I came here to prophesy to you that as we are coming into Zion, you will be shouting aloud for joy. And Radibaya Niame Bia Messi or Abra Bomwa, we are dear and ye ye. Messi, we are dear and ye ye. Can I prophesy to you? The Bible says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And so when Crawfobi wa wama braboma asa anajunun kwane koso asa anopani mada. The devil has prolonged your night, but when you come into Zion, the Bible says you will shout for joy. You will continuously shout for joy. I prophesy to 10 people who are looking for a song of joy in their lives. I prophesy to 20 people that God has done it for you now. Begin to shout for joy. Change is coming. Your morning is here. Your morning has come. The darkness is over. The darkness in your marriage is over. The darkness in your finances is over. The darkness in your ministry is over. Because when you come to Zion, he will clothe your priest with salvation and his saints will shout for joy. Can I hear a believer begin to shout for joy? Shout for joy. Shout for joy. Shout for joy. I decree you will shout for joy. You will shout for joy. I say you will shout for joy. In Shrinsia, a tussle, see you raise Zion. And on the day,
there I will make the horn of David grow.
I say a hawk, I say a hawk. Oh, time will be a 54. I say, I'm not that way. Cassa, I'm not that way. I say a hawk, a hawk. Zion, hawk. Baby, I'm ready for the booty abyssin. Baby, I'm messy seat missing. Or see, a ho, Mama David, a baby, and you need. God is about to increase you. Oh, I prophesy. The horn stands for authority. The horn stands for authority. The horn stands for influence. The horn stands for territory. Territorial dominance is coming to this church. Territorial dominance is coming to this generation. For the horn of Anyani Bwetum is about to grow. The horn of David is about to grow. The horn of Ahinaba is about to grow. The horn of Isaac is about to grow. Your horn will grow. For there in Zion, God shall command the horn of David to grow. It will grow. Your influence will grow. Your capacity will grow. Your ability will grow. I see your ministry growing. I see your family growing. God is about to expand you. God is about to expand you. May you move from 2-bedroom to 5-bedroom. May you move from saloon car to 4x4. May you move from quoting one scripture to 10. May you move from local to international. The horn of David is about to grow. Shout! It will grow. Say it will grow. Wasi mama David abebe efifi. Wasi eho Zion ho. Wana mama na be efifi. Eya ni suadiye wey na David hu ye. enti no tu anamon kwa ji Jebusite kuro no eya ni so ade we no hu ye enti no kwa hwehwe pamadaka no ebi se won nsa pamadaka no du fa onyini baba. When the presence of God comes upon us, growth, 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 growth. I see growth of this ministry in the universities, in the campuses. I see growth overseas. I see growth. We are conquering. The horn of this ministry shall grow. The seventh blessing that counts when you enter into Zion. What's it here?
I will prepare a lamp for my anointed.
Oh, kainibium, kainibium.
I will prepare a lamb for my anointed.
Kainibium, kainibium.
I will prepare a lamb for my anointed.
Wase mesie sie kania bi ama wana ama slawo ngono. Hey, kase kania. Kase kania. Busa anyo ngose kania be nie. Kania be nie. Say I will call Zion. When you enter into Zion, God will be with you. When you enter into Zion, God will clothe your priest with salvation. When you enter into Zion, God will give your poor bread. When you enter into Zion, God will abundantly give you provision. When you enter into Zion, your sins will shout aloud for joy. When you enter into Zion, your horn will begin to grow. Now he is saying, when you enter into Zion, he will prepare a lamp for you. A lamp for you. This was yesterday. The lamp will become light. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So the lamp that God is preparing for you in Zion is a sure word. It's a sure word. Oh, it's a sure word. What's your best? Yes, you can hear me. And I'm able to say, can you be here? And I trust I'm going to say, Psalm 119 verse 105. What's see, a radio sum, you can hear. And the Kanyan Radibe Siama was Zion, a Asemubi, a sure word of prophecy. As Asam Naba, a Bayah Amanso. This lamp shall be light for your path. You will not hit your feet against a stone. I say, you will not hit your feet against a stone. You are about to receive a word. By the time I am done, by the time Pastor Ado is done, by the time Prophet Ankuma is done, God will give you a sure word. God will give you a sure word. God will give you a sure word. This word shall become a light to your feet, a lamp to your path. Can I talk about the light? Because the Bible says in John 1 verse number 4, in him was life. Can I preach it? And the life was the light of men. So this light of the lamp that you receive in Zion is actually a spoken word, and it is also the life that is in Christ Jesus. Can I preach to you? The Bible says the light shineth and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Can I preach to you? Was it a high nebesray? A high nebesray? A summing to mean dinner. Oh, can I speak some Greek? He says the darkness cannot catalambano it. I prophesy to you. I prophesy to you. Darkness will not be able to overtake you. Darkness shall not be able to overtake you. Uhumbeye ni power one. Mese uhumbeye ni power one. Mese uhumbeye ni power one. Oh, let me try and close. Let me try and close. The eighth blessing. The eighth blessing that comes upon you when you enter Zion. What's it here?
His enemies I will clothe with shame.
What's this? Oh. What's this? I will raise Zion. What the enemy was here, but shut. What time for a tardy? Say, so what time for a noy a dear? Next, I wouldn't do Zion. If your enemy is still loud, if that sickness is still fighting you, the enemy of diabetes, the enemy of hypertension, the enemy of poverty, the enemy of affliction, the enemy of confusion, if that enemy is still fighting you, then you are not in Zion. What's this? Who do Zion? What do you mean? Can I prophesy to 10 people? May God put the garment of shame on your enemies. In the name of Jesus. 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 Zion. Zion. Awurade betray and chain. Zion. Awurade din ataade ne nkwaje ataade hye. Zion. Awurade ma onia woni bi o ma ni bi di. Zion. Awurade sira ye provisions so bebere. Zion. Awurade de asofo taade hye ye asofo aye nkwaje ataade. Zion. Awurade ema ya ben efifi ye kese. Zion. Awurade de anim guase ataade ehye ya tamfo. Zion. Awurade siesie kanea bi de maye ene me bom pa ye se nkom ma se ansa na afi be wie won nante su muda awurade ade ne han ebrew me se awurade de ne han ebrew awurade de ne han ebrew na echna ma chira o se infumso bi si was ayo a e man krofo we yi a animonyam adware won sei no afedi e womo sha asias won be ya rehofo me pesa me chira o di enti a enti hwe Zion we yo enti e ba de se no di fo obadia e ka won obadia 117 se wa Zion so enkwaje beba enipa we ya yesiro mo sei enkwaje be na wo ka ho asem na wa ayi kronkron ye e be wo ho na awurade ma ensa be ka ade a womo hweye. But the picture of Zion that I have painted to you today does not suggest that these are a people who have lost something. It doesn't suggest that these are a people who are confused or who have to recover. So why is Obadiah telling us that when we come to Zion, there will be recovery? It means an error took place. And tomorrow I will teach you about the error in Zion. Because trust me, Isaiah 61 was say, appoint to them that mourn in Zion. Isaiah 61 says verse 3 more. Was it a point? Was it Kasachere wana? Woman do Zion, so woman share ye in Tuma. Kasachere wana? Woman do Zion, so woman su. Ade, this is Zion. Eye nyamifi, why are they crying? Why are they mourning? Was it a point to them that mourn in Zion? Echina, I want to mention. And no, bibi ne siye, ema obadiya, eshan kom se, Zion, there will be a restoration.